I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. They're still coming. Some 2,500 people landed on the beaches of one Greek island yesterday, the island of Lesbos. They came in overcrowded boats. Another 1,000 more reportedly landed there today in the space of 1 hour. Jean Carstensen used to live on Lesbos, and she's back reporting on the migrant crisis. She tells me the crossing from Turkey to Lesbos is expected to become even more dangerous as the seasons change.
The weather will get worse. The seas will get higher. That is for sure. So a lot of people are trying to get across from Turkey right now. I've heard some people there are hoping prices that the smugglers charge will go down as the weather gets worse, and maybe they can get across more cheaply. I spoke with this one guy, Dahir, and he told me about coming across in the death boat.
It was terrible. The trip on the sea was very terrible because the boat can contain only 20 person, and we were 60 person in that boat. And we just survived. It was a miracle to survive, actually.
Wow, three times the capacity of the boat, and still he gets in to make that crossing. Gene, I know the headlines of Iraq and Syria, but these risks making the crossing are so real. Can you just tell us a bit more on why they take the risks? What did they tell you?
I spoke to a lot of people yesterday who had just gotten off the boats and were making the very long walk back to the capital of Mytilene, and they all said that their lives, one way or another, were too dangerous in their home countries. And for them, they were willing to make this long journey to get into death boats and to try and make it to Europe. They just felt like they had no other option. For example, I spoke with Omar, a chemical engineer from Baghdad.
Yeah, it's a long trip and hard trip, but it's a chance to have a life. For once in our life, it's a chance to have a real life, all right? We're having a hard time in our country, so we need to feel for a moment that we need to feel in one time that we have a life, we have a dignity as a human.
Wow, that is so incredible. I mean, that's where he gets emotional about having a life. And Omar and Dahir, I mean, they're the lucky ones because they made it across. How do they get to where they want to go next from a place like Lesbos? I mean, it's an island, right?
Yeah, it's an island, so they have to get on a ferry. And right now the system is, after they arrive, if they're lucky, they get on a bus. If not, they walk across the island 60, 80 kilometers. There are several camps, one for Syrians, one for everyone else. They get their papers and they get on ferries, either headed north to Kavala or over to Athens.
I mean, just getting across the island of Lesbos, you're talking a 50-mile walk. I know I've taken a walk like 3 miles and I'm starving. And these people, I know what they came across with. It's not a lot of food, maybe a bottle of water. So where are they getting more calories? What do they eat?
It's a very good question. Most of them arrive with almost no belongings. There are some NGOs who now are greeting them at the beach and further up the road with some minimal supplies. While I was out on the road yesterday, I saw some NGOs distributing water and a few local Greeks stopping and opening their trunks and handing out water. But really, these people are walking with almost no resources. And speaking of calories, we did see one Syrian man around 50 who collapsed out of exhaustion, and doctors had to come. We worried it was a heart attack, but it was simply exhaustion.
So, Jean, as I said, you used to live on Lesbos. So are you in touch with the local community, people that you used to know?
Yes, I am back in touch with some of my friends here.
Yeah, what do they think of all of this?
Well, they're overwhelmed, but they also seem to have a deep sympathy. You know, this is an island of refugees itself. Much of the population was formed from the Greeks who were expelled from Asia Minor in 1922, and they arrived here as refugees to a very mixed reception, actually. So there does seem to be a very deep sympathy here on Lesbos for the plight of these refugees. At the same time, of course, people are overwhelmed and sometimes feel that they are not in their home anymore.
Reporter Jean Carstensen on the Greek island of Lesbos, thanks very much for telling us about what's going on there.
Thank you, Marco.
Jean is reporting in Lesbos with the help of a grant from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.